Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah! It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free roll hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, The Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. You won't be disappointed. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm excited about talking, you know, about this Damian Lillard trade, and it's going to be a lot of fun today.
All right, let's do it.
Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. DJ Alex Teicher bringing us in. However, not surprisingly, he is not going to do the show today. He's leaving. So we have Lorena Peterson.
He's not
on
leaving,
the ones
is he?
And wow. The twos. And no, just leaving for the day.
No, he's going to be there.
Oh, he's going to be here. I'll be here.
Oh, you're going to be here on the side
her.
Watching. Okay.
You know, CB,
okay.
It's like when you have a co-pilot, you just take a nap and they fly for a little bit.
Okay. So DJ Alex Teichert and Lorena Peterson. Lorena, let us know if you have a nickname. Like, we call him Alex the Vegan. So, I don't know.
The name translates to the queen. So, if you want to get...
Oh, like, I'm down with that.
Come up with something.
Lorena the queen.
Lorena, I hate to break it to you. There's only one king in the United States. That's Burger King. And there's only one queen in the United States. And that's Dairy Queen. So, get off of that.
Oh, my gosh. I was just talking about that the other day. I want their chicken strips with gravy so bad. Wow. But they're so hard to find around here.
Y'all really slim. Dairy Queen, chicken strips, and gravy.
Sorry, Rob.
Rob wants a dilly bar from Dairy Queen. I mean, my goodness. All right.
I thought
fun.
That was funny, Dairy Queen.
I like
Queen,
Lorena
Burger
the
King.
Queen. Lorena right. The Queen on the ones and the twos. Super producer Rob G is in the house. On the updates, Monsi Bolaños.
Well, she's wow.
Monsi since she got a show
she
on
got
weekends.
A show. She doesn't
now
care.
Now she right? Yeah, she's too
I'm
big.
Surprised.
For us.
I'm she's slumming. What are you
I'm
doing,
shocked
Monsi?
That she's actually going to grace us with her
hey,
presence.
Hey, that's not
my
true.
God,
hi, guys. I mean, I'm so excited to
what,
be
what
here.
What is true is you haven't been here since you got a show.
I don't.
You think you are that now? You
know, no, that's Monsi, not it. There's Monsi, just no.
Scuttlebutt is that your head is so big. big, you can't even fit in the studio.
That is
around Fox Sports Radio.
And you know what, Chris and Monty, I thought that maybe the show got canceled. That's why she's back on doing updates.
No!
I'm just saying.
None of that is true. Football season, everybody's here. Nobody takes days off, so there's just not as many shifts available.
Monty, I, for one, never miss your show.
Thank you. See, already Chris is winning today.
Wait a minute, but you don't know the joke, Monty. The joke that he didn't finish is he never listens to it, so he never misses.
Well, you're back to even again.
Thank you.
Hey, Chris, you want to know how big Monty's head is? She only does her updates now in the main studio in the big chair.
Oh, I believe it. I definitely believe it.
Well, all right, it's great to have you back.
Yes,
thanks,
definitely.
Guys. Missed ya.
On the social media, our man, none other than the great Elijah Sibunya. We got Greg Jennings, Super Bowl champ, joining us at the bottom of the hour. Keep it locked for that. But, Rob, let's get to it. The NBA. Rob G, just summarize quickly this trade. Damian Lillard. Going to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Not surprised
not
at all, Chris.
The Miami Heat. Yeah, we don't even need. We heard the particulars on the update.
Yeah.
So we don't need to give you all the names. Basically, DeAndre Ayton going to the Blazers, along with Drew Holiday, who may be moved on. They get two first round pick swaps.
You know, Chris, I think Portland did a good job
involved as well, and they get Yusef Nurkic, Grayson Allen from Milwaukee, and some other pieces. So, yeah, go ahead, Rob.
No, I was just going to say, I'm not surprised. I thought Miami just drew this out. If they really wanted him, Chris, he wanted to be there, they would have anteed up. And give Milwaukee credit.
We're going to get into Miami.
Yeah. Give Milwaukee credit. They stepped up. They wanted to make a decision.
Absolutely.
They got Giannis bellyaching about moving on and all that. So here's your guy. They went out and got a guy and did what they had to do. I think the loss of Drew Holiday is bigger than most people think. I really do. I think there was something when they won that championship, he was big for them. He's a really good player. Yeah, I mean, I can't, if you're Milwaukee, I can't be mad at them for trying to add Damian Lillard and do something different. But I'm just saying, Drew Holiday was a good player for them, and he'll be missed. But, you know.
But they got a better player.
No, I get
different
that.
Different type.
But it doesn't mean that ultimately one guy help you win a championship doesn't automatically mean you're going to win with Damian is what I'm saying. One guy won.
Well, it's never automatic. No. Yeah. But I'll say this, and maybe you disagree. I think that the Milwaukee Bucks now are the favorites, not only in the Eastern Conference, and I'm not saying they're going to run away with it. I think Boston is still right there. Philadelphia, and they can't win the East, but, you know, they're a good team. They'll be in the hunt. They'll be somewhere around there. Miami, and they play hard. They'll be somewhere around. They'll be a nuisance. But I think the Milwaukee Bucks are the favorites in the Eastern Conference, Rob. And I think they're the favorites in the entire league.
Yeah, I disagree.
Again, it'll be tough. Denver's tough, but it's hard to repeat. L.A., you know, they'll be tough. Golden State's still there. Phoenix is loaded. But I think Giannis Antetokounmpo is, in my view now, the second best player in the world behind Nikola Jokic. And Damian Lillard is bad. Like, Damian Lillard is a bad, bad boy. And Rob, outside of, like, Steph Curry, Damian Lillard, to me, is the perfect fit with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis is not a closer. Damian is. And now Chris Middleton, who was your closer, can become, like, a secondary closer, which is great. Damian is a great shooter. That's one thing the Bucks needed. They had decent shooting. Drew's a good shooter. Damian is a great shooter, and his range is ridiculous. The pick and roll with Damian Lillard and Giannis is going to be crazy. And they're a great defensive team. Now, you lost some defense, obviously, with Drew Holiday, who's a better defender than Dame. But Drew got served by Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler was just telling him about it. You can't guard me. And he couldn't. And he's a great defender. And they still, though, behind Dame, who's not a great defender, they have got so much size. Brook Lopez, Bobby Portis, big boys. And Giannis, obviously. And Giannis is so rangy and athletic and long. And he'll be able to cover so much ground defensively while the big boys handle the paint that I think they're going to be fine defensively. So, again, not saying it's going to be easy, and I think other teams have a shot. But to me, the favorite, and obviously in Vegas now they're the favorites, the favorite is the Milwaukee Bucks, and they should win it.
Yeah, I still will take Boston in the East, and I'm sticking with Denver. Yep, I'm going to stick with Denver as the favorite to win and repeat until someone shows me. What they did last year was quite impressive, and I just think until I see how Milwaukee puts it together and if, you know, and the pieces, parts, it sounds like on paper, Chris, of course you could look at it, and if you're in Milwaukee, I would be excited too on paper. But it's not always done on paper, so we have to see. I'm going to stick with Boston in the East, and I'm going to stick with, overall, I'll stick with the Joker and Denver to get back to the finals and probably win it again. I like that Denver team, and I need to see somebody be able to beat them because the way that they put it together, and then they'll have a year under their belt. And you're right, Chris, it's not – repeating is very difficult in all the sports. I mean, NFL has been a million years. Nobody's repeated in baseball in the over.
I mean, several teams have repeated in the NBA lately. Remember Golden State, obviously, with Durant, LeBron, and the big three in Miami. So, you know, it used to be when you had the Showtime Lakers who did repeat, but they were the first time team to repeat 87-88, Rob, in 20 years. You know, so
It's tough to repeat. It's tough, but it ain't out of the question.
Not at all.
Yeah, so I'm not there. I'm not on that that train yet. But if you're Milwaukee, you got to feel great. You wind up getting a big-time star player, and we'll see. I know he's had some moments in playoff games, but he's also had some stinkers. I remember the sweep when they went to the Western Conference Finals. Didn't play that well in the Western Conference Finals, Dame. I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but I remember them getting sweep and him not playing well.
He's generally been a very good playoff player. He certainly had bad moments, but he's generally been a very good playoff player. Obviously, he hit some big clutch jump shots. The moment's not too big for him, but he hasn't faced this type of pressure. He's never been expected to win anything, you know, like anything huge. He's never been expected to get to the finals. And there is a, you know, it's just a level of ease that comes with that when you're always the hunter instead of the hunted, right? And now he's going to be the hunted. Because as I said, not only me, but Vegas has them as the favorite. Boston is very good. Obviously, they got the Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. They beat Milwaukee in the past with their emphasis on defense. To me, they don't have that same. I think it's clear. They're not even emphasizing defense as much as they were. They're an offensive team that wants to play good defense, but they used to be a defensive team first under Ime Udoka. I think that could hurt them, but they're nice. They got Kristaps Porzingis, remember. So they're going to be tough. Denver, I think Milwaukee with Lopez and then even Giannis, like, nobody's going to shut down Jokic.
All the big guys. You ain't stopping
but
that.
But you make it tough. I mean, nobody stops Kevin Durant, but they make it tough on him and his shooting. It shows in his shooting percentage and things like that.
Well, let me just give you this.
I think they can make it tough on Jokic, as tough as you can. I mean, like he's going to get his points.
Okay. You're just talking about shooting percentage. Let me give you Damian Lillard's only in the playoffs, Chris, 41% from the field. He shot 40% or worse in 9 of his last 15 playoff games. So he's had a little bumps, but Giannis might open it up a little bit more for him. So
might.
We'll wait and see.
Might.
I mean, you still got to make
sure.
Ain't
no might. I mean,
but that don't mean gonna, just it might be open. It don't mean that you'll make him.
Nah, but he, like, a lot of dudes shoot that percent. Jordan had finals where he shot 41%. You know, won the MVP. So I'm not. He's a point guard and he shoots a lot of threes. His field goal percentage is, you know, is not expected to be what a big man's is. You know, career 46%. So I think, you know, he'll be fine, you know. But we'll see. They do have to play the games, Rob, on paper, as we always say. So let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We want to hear from you guys. I say the Milwaukee Bucks now with Damian Lillard are the favorites, not only in the East, but in the entire league. Rob says not so fast. He's going with Denver and Boston as the two favorites. What are your thoughts? 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. It, of course, is a Worship Wednesday, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Are the Milwaukee Bucks the favorites next year or this year coming up to win an NBA championship now that they have Damian Lillard?
Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? How you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Hanging in there. I don't want to say yet they're the favorite in the NBA, but it's the perfect fit for where Damian Lillard should go. I think we mentioned this last year, but we said he wouldn't go there because it was Milwaukee. Remember that? Yeah, the spacing he's going to have with those big guys who can also shoot, but the post play they have, they can't double-team him. Giannis can get off the ball, get back down inside. It creates so many different ways they can play with their size. They are going to be extremely hard to stop. But I kind of want to hang with Rob because when you win it, sometimes you come back with an increased confidence, and it's hard to beat you because you have a newfound confidence, and the Denver Nuggets play well together. I'm not taking from them because they just know how to play together, and they're still growing.
It's not like they're old either. Yeah. I like that team a lot.
They're young.
Yeah, they're a young team. Yeah. Mark, that could take that confidence with the athleticism to another level. They're not done. They're like having maxed out. That's the thing about the Nuggets.
And we've seen this before with teams when they win that first one. Even with the Bulls, the Lakers, the Bulls, the Pistons, after they won that first one, they came back hungry because they had a newfound confidence.
Well, hold on.
They
you're comparing them to three iconic teams.
I'm comparing them to the situation of winning the first and then coming back hungry in that second one.
You mentioned three iconic teams, so we need to slow down a little bit.
Well, I'm comparing it with the age group because they're growing up at the same time. I'm not talent-wise, but situation-wise, the same things are happening with a young team who won a championship, like each other, got a superstar in Jokic. It just seems like it's still growing for them, and now they have that confidence.
No, it is. Their window is long. It's a long window, no doubt.
No doubt. Yeah, that window is. Thanks, Mark. Great to hear from you, buddy. Let's talk to Tony, our man in D.C. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tony?
What's up, fellas? Hope you guys are doing good.
Yes.
I feel with the Nuggets, you know, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, but even though they did lose a couple of pieces in the offseason in Bowen and Jeff Green, I don't know if they replaced them, but, you know, that championship hangover can either, like Mark said before me, give you a lot of confidence, or it could, you know, make you lethargic, like, okay, we can turn on when we want to, but I don't think the Nuggets are that kind of team. As far as Milwaukee, the only thing I worry about with Lillard is the injuries.
Tony. That's a definite.
He's only played 87 games the last 2 years.
That's definitely a question. Yeah,
I got to give the edge to Boston because their dynamic duo's been together longer. We don't know how Giannis and D'Lo are going to respond in a game six or game seven when they're trying to decide, okay, who is who. So hopefully they can get their chemistry down during the regular season, but those big moments in the playoffs, you know, that's when...
Who's who going to be Lillard making those decisions? He's just a better scorer and shooter. You know, and that's been one of the Bucks' problems is they haven't really had that guy because Giannis, as great as he is, it just, you know, doesn't have a go-to move. Now, I do also like Rob, and we talked about this briefly last week, Giannis working out with Hakeem Olajuwon. Nobody wants to see him in the post as much as the old school dudes. But, you know, the ability to go in there here and there, Rob, if he develops that, I like that. Like, if he can go to the block, if a Kevin Durant or somebody's on him and he can go post them up and take advantage, I love that.
All right, let's squeeze one more guy in. Marty in Kentucky. I know he want to jump in. He's a hoop guy. Marty, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing this Worship Wednesday?
That's right.
We are great, Marty. How you doing, man?
I can't explain. I'm doing well. Guys, this is a rarity, but we're talking basketball, and I agree with Rob. I feel like Denver won last year in a way that was similar to the teams that have repeated in the past. If you look at the Kevin Durant Warriors, they pretty much cakewalked to that first one, and they repeated. You look back to the Miami, who struggled on their – didn't get it their first attempt, but then the second attempt, you know, their first win was a cakewalk. And, you know, I feel like this team is like previous caller Mark said, you know, they got room to get better. I think Jamal Murray hasn't quite peaked yet.
Right.
And I like how they're organically built. And Milwaukee's got question marks. You got a brand-new coach. He's probably better than Budenhauser because I think Budenhauser's probably the worst coach to ever win a championship. But he's still new. And you got players to mess together that haven't played together before. So I like Denver's situation better.
All right. There you have it, Marty. Most people, Rob, with you in that they are not the favorites. We'll see. Our next guest, Greg Jennings, we'll ask him about this. He was a hooper back in the day before we get to the football. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Look, and we're going to get into some of this, but Damian Lillard, and he, you know, Monty read his tweet. So he seems very good with, you know, going to Milwaukee, even though his preference was Miami. And, Rob, I'm just going to be frank. He's in a better situation to me than he would have been in
Miami. I agree with that. I agree. Yeah. But I also, Damian's lucky because he sabotaged his own thing. You know what I mean? His people or whoever made it to that, it was just Miami or nothing. And he was fortunate that Milwaukee and Toronto got involved and the Nets were interested. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, because it could have been bad for him where there would have been no places to go. And I give him, we'll talk about it later, Chris, we mentioned it. Portland. Portland didn't panic, they took their time, Chris, and
GM
got what
Joe
they
Cronin,
wanted.
Excellent work.
Am Absolutely. I right? Yep. They took their time and said, we're not on a clock here. We're going to get what's right for our organization, and we'll do it in our time. We don't care. Yep. The whole summer went by.
And, Rob, look, if Dame goes to Brooklyn, they were a team. Remember he mentioned Miami, New York, the Nets, that he apparently would have been fine going to. But that's just lifestyle. I mean, you're not winning. You weren't going to win anything with Brooklyn. So that would have just been you like being in New York. He obviously is an MC, a rapper. Maybe you would have liked that scene. But basketball-wise, you know, you would have been – I mean, probably a little better than Portland, but you weren't a threat in the East if you had gone to Brooklyn. And Rob, what really a lot of people thought, you know, obviously the reports, I actually talked to somebody today in the know who people felt like it was Toronto. This guy was telling me the Raptors were going to get to keep Pascal Siakam and Scottie Barnes and give up a lot of other things. OG Anunoby and a few others, Gary Trent Jr. Damian Lillard. And Rob, I get Toronto, right? They it would have made them sexy if that would have been the case. Those two, Siakam and Barnes with Dame, would have been interesting, would have been a playoff team, I believe. I don't think they would have won the East. And Dame, you know, would have been there in Toronto. And so, Rob, it did work out for him. Again, I think we think even better than going to Miami. The other thing, Rob, is, you know, Dame obviously didn't look at it this way because he didn't seem to have any issues, any reservations with saying he wouldn't have done what Kevin Durant did when he went to Golden State, and yet he was ready to go to a team that had been to the finals two out of the last 4 years, including last year.
Right. I don't know what he was thinking when he said that, because it doesn't even make any sense.
Right. But now, even though the Bucks won the championship a few years ago, since then, they haven't struggled. But 2 years ago, they went out in the second round to Boston. Last year, they go out in the first round to Miami. And so, you know, even though they have Giannis, it's not a super team, Rob. They don't have, it's not a team that was in the finals last year. And even though they have, you know, Chris Middleton's a very good player, has made a few all-star teams. But it's not like, you know, a stacked deck to where, you know, Dame's going to get any criticism. If they win it, nobody's going to put a mental asterisk there. You don't even have them, you know, as the pick in the East. So, this is, you know, I think if they can win it, it's just a great situation for him all around. And I think better than Miami even.
Yeah. No, I agree. And Miami, we'll get to that too, Chris. You got to be careful not to be so stubborn and have an opportunity.
A little bit arrogant.
Like, yeah. Am I right? I get it. You've been to the finals twice in 4 years, and you've done it your way, and you got all these undrafted
Heat
guys.
Culture.
But you can't get over the hump. Right. We talked about them like the Tampa Bay Rays, Chris. Go ahead. Keep doing it. You won't win a championship until you go out and get the player that you need that's missing. Right. All those other players and all that, that's good during the regular season. It'll get you there. You might get even to the championship. The biggest question last year with Miami, they couldn't score, Chris. They couldn't score.
And that's what Damian Lillard does best, is he scores the basketball. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369 if you want to weigh in. The other thing, Rob, is that Giannis, I think you got to give him a little credit, Rob. Like you said earlier, he spoke up. Now, I don't know what Milwaukee, had he not spoken up, remember he talked about, in the article, I think it was in New York Times a month or so ago, maybe a little longer, where he said, you know, I'm not sure I'm going to resign here. I don't know if they're as committed to winning as I am. I want to win rings. And I don't know, Rob, if Milwaukee would have made the move for Damian Lillard had he not said that. But the fact that he did say it definitely caught their attention.
Oh, no doubt
and,
about it.
Right? Going out in the first round, coming back with essentially the same team, was that going to do it? What if they didn't get to the finals next, you know, had not made a trade and don't get to the finals? Now you're wondering, okay, is Giannis even going to stay? And I know people say, well, he had a few years left on his deal. He could have asked out, Rob. You even said yourself, you'd have traded him.
I would have. Yeah.
And it's good that you weren't running the Bucks, because if you had traded him, you wouldn't have Damian Lillard right now.
I'm just saying that, but you have to know if they didn't trade him that they were going to be in the mix to try to do something. I'm saying if you weren't going to do it, Chris, say you weren't in the mix and Damian Lillard wasn't coming, that's when I would have been like,
I wouldn't
okay.
have done it. And I remember you had that take. We disagreed because I was like, I'd wait this year. There's no need to trade him this year. And then, you know, look, if Dame is healthy, you would think, I mean, this doesn't mean Giannis is going to be there the rest of his career. He's still young. But it would seem to me he's going to be there the next several years. Dame has 4 years left on his deal. And no reason for him to ask out with playing with Giannis Antetokounmpo. And Rob, Dame said a year ago in an interview with GQ magazine that if he could play with one player in the league, guess who it would be?
Dwight Howard.
Giannis.
Oh, Giannis. Okay.
Giannis. And Chris Haynes, friend of the show, reported earlier today that the two had talked in the past about playing together.
I'm surprised Chris didn't break this story, though. Weren't you a little surprised?
Not really. I mean, you know.
Damian Lillard stuff. I'm just saying. He usually.
I wasn't surprised. But he said they had talked about playing together, but the question was, like, Dame wanted Giannis to come to Portland, and Portland wanted Dame to come to Milwaukee. So, that obviously held that up. But here they are together now, and we'll see what type of magic, if any, they can make. Keep it locked. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio. Shekel City is next. Plus, more coverage of the huge blockbuster trade that has shaken the NBA world. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/iCouple. We bring in the man, Greg Jennings, Muscle Man, Mr. Universe,
Greg
all that.
Jennings.
We missed him last segment, but we got him now, and we only have a few minutes, not as long as usual, so let's get right to it. Greg, I know you were a major league hooper back in the day. I know because you told me. And so I want your opinion. Now, I saw video. You had game, no doubt. So what do you think of this trade? I think it makes the Bucks the favorite in the whole league. Rob disagrees. He still got Denver and Boston. What do you think of the trade, and what do you think it does as far as favorite in the league?
I'm not willing to say they're the favorite in the league. I like the trade for a couple reasons, obviously, coupled with Giannis. You can stretch the floor. Obviously, you got a shooter in Dame that can shoot from the moment he steps in the gym. Where I don't like the trade is you lose an all-world defender in Drew Holiday.
That's what I don't like.
That is going to hurt the Bucks. I don't care how you slice it. I get it. I know how fantastic Damian Lillard is as a player, as a scorer of the basketball. But Drew Holiday could score, and he could defend. Now, he's nowhere near the offensive type of a threat as Damian Lillard. But just as important as the offense is, when you're talking about a guy that can cover or guard 1 through 4, if 5 if they're going small ball against them, I don't know how you cover up that.
I know he held Butler to 37 points a game on 60% shooting last year in the playoffs.
He got a hand pick something, Greg, on his argument.
He averaged 37.6 points on 60% shooting.
But Drew Holiday was a good defender.
He's a great defender. I'm just saying, Jimmy Butler gave him the business.
He gave the whole Bucks roster the business.
let's get here to Sean Payton and what's going on in Denver. And, Greg, I don't know, are you into karma or whatever? I mean, he was bellyaching about Hackett and how it's the worst coaching job ever. Gives up a 70-piece, 0-3. It's pretty bad there. Did they quit on him? That's what it looked like to me.
Absolutely. At 70 to 20.
Wow, already?
Did they quit?
Yeah.
I
thought they quit on him.
In that game specifically, absolutely, man. You don't get beat 70 to 20 and you're still giving your best effort. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are, what level of ball you're playing. That's just you've quit. You've given up. As to speak on Sean Payton, this is why you don't speak out before playing games. Like, I get it. You could have felt that way about Nathaniel Hackett.
Right.
We all did, but we're not playing any longer. We're not coaching the team to follow up knowing that we have to prove everything every day. And now he's sitting here looking like he is worse than Nathaniel Hackett because he never got beaten 70 to 20.
No doubt about that. Now, Greg, we always jump on you because you are the biggest Daniel Jones fan on the planet, but I'm going to give you some credit, man. That take, it hasn't aged well, but you also have told us that Joshua Dobbs got game. You've been a big fan of his, and this was before he beat the Cowboys on Sunday. So take a bow, man. Tell us why you thought that Joshua Dobbs, even before this game against Dallas, was actually a good quarterback.
Yeah, so he's a guy that I felt like the New York Jets should have tried to target and grab just simply because he's a journeyman. He would have loved to come over and be kind of a hero. He can throw the football. He can run. He's accurate. He picks up systems very well. We saw that in Tennessee, obviously, when they were trying to make it into the playoffs last year. Malik Willis became a second thought. Not even a thought, honestly, because it was like, okay, we got this guy who we just got for 4 days prior to playing the game or whatever it was. And we see the same thing in Arizona. Everywhere he's been when he's had an opportunity, he has impacted that team. He has been a leader. He's been able to throw the football around and get guys open and be accurate in doing so. And so I'm not shocked at what I'm seeing. I mean, we've talked about Josh Dobbs, and I've told you several occasions – he's a player. He's a baller. I don't understand why he hasn't been able to stick with an organization. But hopefully, man, people recognize he is the real deal.
All right. That's our man, Greg Jennings. Great stuff, brother. Thank you for the quick interview, man.
Absolutely.
All right. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go, Chris. Real quick, 1-2 last night. Bad night for me. Got the Rangers best bet -1.5 runs. I'm taking the Astros -1.5 runs against the Mariners, and I'm going to take the Dodgers -2.5 runs playing the Rockies. So remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. Well, we got 2 hours left. We will talk a lot more about this Damian Lillard trade. As always, you'll get a chance to weigh in at 1-877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. A lot of different angles to hit this on, so we will have fun with it, and you can join us as well. Rob, look like you got something to say.
Yeah, I'm just, it'll be interesting to hear like the other topics that we're going to talk about, how teams did, and also about Portland and what they did. They stuck to their guns, Chris, and I give them credit. We'll do
absolutely that. Absolutely. All right, 2 hours left here on Fox Sports Radio. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.